Sharon defends Gaza pullout. Israeli troops have started handing Jewish settlers in the Gaza Strip their eviction orders as part of Ariel Sharon's disengagement plan. The residents have 48 hours to vacate their homes of their own accord or face being forcibly evacuated by soldiers and police. The historic withdrawal brings an end to 38 years of Israeli occupation of territory it seized in the 1967 Middle East War. Many Jewish settlers remain defiant and have promised to stay put in their homes. Scuffles have broken out between furious and distraught settlers and the Israeli troops who had protected them for four decades. Other settlers are resigned to their fate of being pawns in a political process and have vowed to leave peacefully. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon announced in a televised address that the withdrawal of 8,500 settlers from the Gaza Strip and four small settlements in the West Bank was a painful but important step for Israel's future and security. He attributed the pullout to changing forces in the region and the world. He told Israelis, "We cannot hold Gaza for good. More than 1 million Palestinians live there, doubling their numbers every generation." Mr. Sharon reiterated, "It was now down to the Palestinians to clamp down on militants and curtail the terror." He said, "The world is waiting for the Palestinian response. To an outstretched hand, we shall respond with an olive branch, but we shall fight fire with the harshest fire ever."